Isaiah 40, verse 25. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And let's pray this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord, needing your strength. Thank you that you give power to the faint. And Lord, use, please, this truth in our lives. Please help me as I preach this morning. Strengthen us, Lord, according to thy word. And please, I'm just asking for your help, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And you can be seated. Isaiah 40:31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The promise of renewed strength goes to those who wait, but not to those who do nothing. There are a lot of worldly ideas about the purpose of the local New Testament Baptist church. Now, you say, what's that have to do with it? I'll come back to it in just a second. Just listen. Yes, we get to sing together. I love it. Yes, we get to read the Word of God together. I love it. Yes, we pray together. But the word church means a called out assembly. There is no invisible church. There is no universal mystical body. It is a local assembly like we are this morning. A scriptural church is a congregation of people called out of the world by the gospel and separated from the world to do the work and business of Christ. I don't know what you feel your purpose is this morning in being in church, but our purpose is to be equipped as saints of God so we can serve the Lord when we leave here. If you came for a warm, fuzzy feeling, I'm not against that, but that's not the purpose of church this morning. You say, well, I came for the fellowship. It's a good thing, and it's good to shake hands. I love that time. I love everything about church. But the reason we're here is to learn to work for the Lord. The equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. That's supposed to be our church's purpose. We have one purpose, and that is make disciples. This means that your purpose in being here this morning is one of three things. You need to either get saved, because you're not born again, which is no problem. That coming to church, you can come to church and get saved. Nothing wrong with that. Or number two, you're saved and you're helping someone grow spiritually. Or number three, you're saved and you're learning to grow so that one day you can help someone grow spiritually. But one of those three things is the main reason we're here this morning. Amen? If you're lost, it's so you can get saved. If you're saved and you're helping someone grow spiritually, you're being an encouragement to them, maybe a spiritual mentor, if you will. Or you say, preacher, I'm not there yet. Then you are here this morning to learn so that you can grow spiritually enough someday so that you can help someone else like you've been helped. That's why you're here. When you labor for God and you do the work of the Lord, you get tired. This is why God tells us in His Word. Okay, you say, why are you doing this? Because it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They that wait on the Lord. People, God renews your strength when you are serving Him. God does not renew the strength of the drug dealer. God doesn't renew the strength of the whiskey runner. Amen? If you're doing the devil's work, then yeah, they're getting spent, and whether those involved in illicit sex or all that stuff, they're spending themselves on a horrible cause. But when you wait on the Lord, when you wait like a waiter, I'm serving. Lord, how may I help you? They that wait on the Lord and do His work, God says, I can take when you don't have any strength left, I can literally generate strength for you out of nothing. That's what the word renew means. And when you bottom out as a Christian, God says, I can renew your strength. The work of the Lord makes you tired. Serving God, spending yourself for the Lord, getting involved in helping other people grow spiritually is work. That's why 1 Corinthians 15 says, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians says, remember without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love. Philippians 2:30 says, because for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death. This man almost died because he became so weak. Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we don't quit or don't faint, if we faint not. You see, when you serve the Lord, you soon learn that you need His power. You soon learn that God is not trying to get you to do something, but the Lord wants to work through you and with you to help somebody else. God tells us our strength fades like grass. 1 Peter 1:24 says, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. You see, the strongest of men can grow weak and eventually die. Physical strength is the glory of young men, but it eventually fades. Mental strength and a clear mind is a blessing, but it eventually fails you also. Death doesn't pay attention to your IQ, your bank account, or your position. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Death, nobody escapes it. God has so ordained things that everything apart from Him will utterly fail. Our strength is not supposed to be of us, but it is given to us by God. Your bodily, mental, and spiritual strength will one day fail you. Fail you. That is why we thank the Lord for His strength, but we want to be careful not to trust our own strength instead of thinking that it came from us. That's why God says in Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. There's a curse that comes with that. I can do it. This is why if you're depending upon anything that comes from yourself to save you, it will fail. Your righteousness, your baptism, your good deeds, your church membership, your prayers, your resolve and determination, your achievements, all we are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. There is such a contrast between our strength and God's divine strength. God's strength, glory to God, never fails. This is why we need to be strong in the Lord. Our God is infinite. He was God before He formed the worlds, and He'll continue to be God Almighty when this world melts back to nothing. God doesn't change. God says, I am the Lord, I change not. God is the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He is still the Lord forever and forever. You can take your greatest need to Him this morning. Draw only from His gracious hand and never exhaust Him or cause His all-sufficiency to diminish. Listen, God has inexhaustible omnipotence. He is eternal. I'm saying that to encourage you this morning. Our text points to how weak we are and also how strong God is. They that wait upon the Lord, well, verse 30 said, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. You can tell that with babies, little kids, you know. Look, all death is where your body eventually gets so tired, you pass. It loses its strength. Kids are amazing. And if you think of it, every time I tell our kids, okay, nap time. No, you don't understand. Naps are good. The older you get, how come the younger you are, the less you want them, and the older you get, the more you want them? Because your body's getting tired. Your body's getting tired. You feel like sometimes you're putting the kids to bed, you're negotiating with terrorists, you know? It shouldn't be that hard. All I'm trying to tell you is our weakness, our strength is going to one day fail. I am weakness. But if I link myself to divine strength by leaning on and trusting in the Lord, I can be infinitely strong. So can you. When you're committed to the Lord and you serve Him and cast your nothingness on His omnipotence, then you find your strength. When your heart drinks life from the heart of God and you're the one and you're one with your Maker, only then are you complete and whole. As you read the Word of God, you learn the Lord is supposed to become your strength. Psalm 28, the Lord is my strength and shield. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Psalm 31:4, pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for Thou art my strength. Psalm 37, He is their strength in the time of trouble. When you look at Isaiah 40 and verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, if I just took this little phrase, they that wait, they is a group. God doesn't say you that wait or ye that wait. God says they that wait. Now, the only group that I know of, and there's only two groups in the Bible. You're either in the world or you're in the local church. All right? You're either in the world or you're in the church. I already described to you a church is a called out assembly. This is just a free point. Church is designed to give us strength. I'm going to make some strong statements. I love you this morning, but you need someone to tell you this. All preaching is somebody telling us what we won't tell ourselves. Amen? Okay? But listen closely. Our church provides three services a week. You cannot be a strong Christian and forsake the assembling of the church. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Church is supposed to be a vital part of your life when you're saved. Our services are not optional for your spiritual growth. Listen, they're mandatory. I say that because I love you, right? Oh yeah, you want to skip church, want to miss church? Oh, it's no big deal. And watch this. If you never come to church, I'll help you. You don't have to come here for me to help you. If you never come through our doors again and you need something and you call me, I won't go, well, you haven't been to church for 3 months. Why don't you come this Sunday? I won't do that to you. I've never done that to anybody. You don't have to come to our church. Listen closely. You don't have to come to our church for me to help you. But if you want God's strength, you have to make church a commitment. If you don't, it makes for weak Christians. It makes for weak Christians. There's a lot of Bible behind what I'm saying, but when I talk to people and they're saying, I'm tired, life is wearing me down, I'm saying, yeah, it's a rat race out there. This is where we come to remember we're not living for this world, we're living for eternity. And we're supposed to get strength. We get strength from the Lord when we do what? When we make church a priority. And watch this. You say, well, I'll always be hit and miss. Then you know what? I love you. And by the way, so does God. But you founder as a Christian when you don't make church a priority. You cannot play with church attendance. That's very important. You say, well, show me in the Bible where they met three times a week. In the book of Acts, God used the word daily six times. You say, well, when you in the Bible, they did it every day. We can do that. But I think we'll be, why don't we just stick with three services a week for now? Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And if we need more, we can add more. Okay? That was a joke. I wish you'd have heard that. Okay? I'm just telling you, in the Bible, six times in the book of Acts, you want to do how they did it in the early church? They did it every day. And they were slaves that met then, and they couldn't command their time, and they did it at night. They did it at night. Their services were like from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and then they had to sneak back home hoping nobody found them. You see, a group here, a group that waits upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. I love that reference to a church. A group of men who are depending upon and serving the Lord. Waiting means looking to serve. Because my hope is in God, my trust is in His righteousness, so I receive and accept God's great sacrifice provided by Himself. No man is a Christian who finds his hope and confidence in himself. Because your sole confidence is in the Lord, you're a truster in God, or you're supposed to be a waiter upon God. If a Christian is what he ought to be, then he depends upon God alone, and whatever you do for the local church is done through the Lord. When a group of men wait upon the Lord, they don't look upon anything as the authority's standard of faith, but God's own word. We don't need human creeds or confessions. You know why? We found the book. Nothing outside of the Word of God, and except the Word of God, should ever bind us. As a Baptist, my creed is the New Testament. Those who wait or trust the Lord in His Word, never quit for something better because their strength is renewed. I'm not talking in circles, but listen. When a church uses only the Scripture and waits and depends only upon the doctrine of the Word of God, that is a strong church. That is a strong church. You say, Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I personally pray over my preaching. I prayed this morning. I prayed all week long. Dear Lord, help me as I preach. And I ask God for His power. And I say, Lord, please fill me. I don't want my preaching to be in man's wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2 says, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. No one is ever saved except by the Holy Spirit. No one is ever changed after they're saved except by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord must bless His truth or it doesn't get used. When you wait on the Lord and His Word, you quit doing it your way. When you wait on the Lord for your marriage, you quit doing marriage your way. And you say, I'm going to do marriage God's way. Do you wait on the Lord for your child rearing? Are you doing it God's way? Watch this. The timeouts are for people that can't spank kids. Timeouts don't make for good kids. You cannot raise good kids without spanking. I didn't say abusing. I didn't say beating. I said spanking. You say, well, I've looked in the world and every kid loves timeout.
Time out. You go over in that corner and you sit down and you think about what you did.
Okay, I'll go over here and think about how I can do it again.
And every kid knows I'm right. You can't raise good kids without God's way. And God's way is he that spares his rod hates his son. How come you don't spank your kids? Well, I want them to like me.
So you're so insecure. You're more interested in your own satisfaction than you are the rearing of good kids. Careful. Careful. Are you rearing your kid? Are you waiting on the Lord? Are you doing it God's way? I'm not against sports. But I think activity is very important, but sports are not more important to children than faithfulness to church. Do you know how many people I watch do that? Can you come to church?
Well, our kid has this and this and this and this and this. When I was growing up, my dad said, you can do any sport as long as it's not on Sunday. So I did a whole bunch of sports. But God, my dad said, you ain't missing church for nothing. And that's the way I was raised. I'm watching this next generation come up. They miss church for everything. The only thing I think you should miss church for is sickness. See, if you're so sick you can't move, we would appreciate it if you stayed home. Okay? We would appreciate it if you're throwing up and got fever. Then for crying out loud, text me and call me. And man, we'll pray for you. But that's the only thing you miss church for. You miss church for sports? For sports? That's like down here. That's not waiting on the Lord. Do you wait on the Lord for the home that you provide for your children? Are you doing it God's way? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You only get new strength to do it if you're doing it God's way. A Christian home shouldn't have cussing in it. A Christian home shouldn't have any type of alcohol in it. A Christian home shouldn't have any drugs in it. A Christian home should not have any rock and roll or rap music in it. And we can go on a whole bunch of genres there. All I'm saying is if your home is Christian, that means you're doing it God's way. It's not, well, my idea of a Christian is this. I'm getting shocked at what people think Christianity is. It's not separate from the book. It's together with the book. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, they that serve the Lord, they that depend upon the Lord, get renewed strength to keep waiting on the Lord and to keep serving the Lord. Genesis chapter, here we go. We don't need anything but the Word of God and the blessed Holy Spirit to convict, grow, and help us. We need God's strength to stand against the demonic paganism of our day. In this day and age of transgender junk, anything that confuses sexuality is demonic. God doesn't make homosexuals, perverts do. God doesn't make mistakes with sexuality. Ever. Now they're teaching the kids, well, if you're a boy and you want to be a girl, they can cross-dress now at school and they don't have enough to tell the parents. So if the kid wants to dress as a boy at home and dress as a girl at school, the teacher's supposed to keep it from the parents. That is communism. That is a new rule that is coming down. Look, I can help anybody with the Bible. If somebody comes and says, I've been living in immorality or I'm a prostitute, and they get saved, man, we can help them. If they want help. I'm not against helping homosexuals, but most of them are reprobates and don't want help. Read Romans 1. But if a homosexual comes and says, I want out, can you help me? Yes, I can. You know what scared me about the transgender stuff? I have in my mind as a pastor gone through it. If somebody walks through those doors and is a transgender, and then they come and they get saved. I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. And then they come to my office, and in tears they say, I've made a mistake. Can you help me? I'll do my best. I don't know how you help that. They gave me hormones and surgery and all that filth that, by the way, you paid for in Obamacare, we pay for. Anybody that wants a transgender surgery gets paid for full by our tax dollars. That's part of Obamacare. I do hope it fails. It's wicked. Every abortion and every transgender operation, we pay for. It's filthy. But when somebody is a transgender, it hasn't happened yet. I think we're coming to that point. Let's say they come to church. And they get saved. It's a wicked mess. But how you help somebody like that. I sit at my desk sometimes and I watch the wicked news and I watch what they're pushing in our society and then I just weep and I think, dear God. And they're teaching it to the teenagers and the children. If you're a boy and want to be a girl, then we'll start putting you through the process. If you're a girl and want to be a boy, we'll start putting you through the process. And we'll do it without your parents knowing. That's filthy. It's wicked and it's demonic. In this day and age, we need strength to stand against the demonic stuff. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We get strength from God to keep depending on God's Word. You say, preacher, what do you think? I think what I read this morning, God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. I'll say it again. God never made a mistake in how He made somebody. And I think I'm fearful. I'm just praying Jesus comes. Amen. My hope is in the Lord. But I think our day and time, we never had to deal with this when I was growing up. What bathroom to use? Are you kidding me? Nobody talk. We didn't even talk this way in church. Amen. What's he talking about bathroom in church for? Because it's a big issue out there now. It's a mess. But now we come to, I mean, at any rate, I've said enough and I've probably said too much. Spiritual life only comes in God's way by God's word. God says after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I love this promise. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. You give God's word and God will use it. It never returns void. God says here, you see, the whole world lieth in wickedness and it's only going to get worse until Jesus comes. A child of God who trusts in God's word and God's word alone is going to be looked at weirder and weirderer and weirderer. Is that a word? It is now. Okay? Weirderer. They're not getting friendly towards Christians. Those that wait on the Lord depend on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord, their expectation is from Him. We expect to get fed from God's Word when we open it up. We expect God to guide us through His Word. We expect God to speak to our hearts through His Word. As a church, we should be a bunch of wide open mouth little birds for the Word of God to be fed to us. You ever see that? You know, when the mother comes back and you know, can we move on, please? All I'm telling you is, you ever see a little bird gape when the mother comes back to the next? Oh, it's feeding time. Whenever you come to the Bible, you ought to have a heart of expectation. God is going to give me strength. God is going to speak to my heart. And listen closely. I get more out of my Bible when I come to God's Word time with a pen. Do you know why? Because when God speaks to my heart, I want to write it down. And when you just open your Bible without paper and without pen, I wonder if you're just going through the motions. Well, okay, it's time to... Okay, next. But if you're expecting God to speak to you, I'm ready, Lord, speak to my heart. I'm going to write it down. And I've always learned a pen shows expectation when you come to the Bible. I expect God to speak to my heart. Some churches and Christians have seen the Lord do very little because they expect very little. I love Psalm 81 verse 10. It says, open thy mouth wide. God says, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Do you expect God to speak to your heart when you read His Word? You see, we expect to see God in the dark because God is light. As we wait upon the Lord, we patiently set ourselves to serve Him. Some Christians really need to learn patience. They depend upon the Lord, but when immediate results don't come, they get offended and then they get depressed. You need to remember that we're all impatient because we're all imperfect. Nobody in here is perfectly patient. This verse is probably the best to illustrate this outside of our text. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's why we sang the song this morning. The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed. I was going to quit. But I had to trust the Lord that He is going to one day help me with His Word. I'd fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The goodness of the Lord. That's my expectation. You see, when you really and truly wait upon the Lord, you resolve your commitment, determined to stay in prayer, and you trust and depend on the Lord for days to come, not just today. As we wait, we need strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, because of our emotions going up and down, we need the Lord's strength. As we wait on the Lord and fly with eagle's wings, we're still weighted down with our sin. Our corruption and our imperfection bring us down. Our failures sometimes discourage us. How do you make it? With the strength of the Lord. I love this. Psalm 37 says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." Because we're human and we're imperfect, we cannot always be at our best. When we fall, as we try to soar, we need our strength renewed. There are some who need the Lord to renew your strength because you're weak. Don't wallow in a pity party. Look at the Lord and allow Him to renew your strength. Everything around us needs to be renewed, revived, and refreshed. There is strength available from the Lord, but you have to look to Him for it. Could you use this verse as a prayer promise and ask God to renew your strength? Psalm 138, verse number 1 says, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Psalm 138, verse 3 says, "In the day when I cried, answerest me. Thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul." You know when I find God gives strength? "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Sometimes it just comes down to have you ever prayed, "Dear God, I'm exhausted, I'm tired." Don't we all get like that? And your ability to get strength from the Lord determines how much are you willing to be true with God. Can you be true with your feelings? And when you know you don't feel like doing right, whether it's going to church, or have you ever prayed, "Lord, I don't feel like doing right, I don't feel like obeying, but dear God, I need your strength to obey." Be real with God. Tell God. Tell God. Be real with the Lord and ask Him for strength. You see, when you find yourself weak physically, you give yourself rest. You eat a good meal so your strength is renewed. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is rest and spiritual nourishment. You should also take care of yourself spiritually. You should rest in the Lord. You should feed on His Word and bathe in God's Word and let the Holy Spirit of God fill you. Rededicate yourself to the Lord. Once the Lord renews your strength, then go forward for the Lord in service. Serve the Lord with more faith and more reliance on God. All of us spiritually need to learn to serve the Lord with His strength. Individually, we need to wait upon God. As a church, we need to wait upon the Lord. As a church, we need to work for God, and we're going to get tired. A scriptural church is a congregation of people called out of the world by the gospel and separated from the world to do the work and the business of Christ. Our purpose is to make disciples. And if you're tired, then I hope you see the Lord wants to renew your strength if you will wait upon Him. The name of the sermon this morning is Renewed Strength. Renewed strength. Christian, there's strength available. It's not for those that do nothing. It is for those that wait upon the Lord. And God says, "I can regenerate your strength. If you'll let me, if you'll let me, God can help you this morning." Let's pray. Please, Father, I pray that You could use this truth. Lord, thank You that You are the renewer of our strength. Thank You for Your Word. I pray that, please, You would help us as Your people this morning. And we do need Your strength. Lord, whether it's to stand against sin and to stand in this world, or whether it's to serve You, please.